Reading, Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's the moment of truth for Draymond Green today. And in fact, it's the moment of truth for Draymond Green sometime within the next hour. The Golden State Warriors are in Houston right now. They're finishing up their shoot-around. Draymond Green's expected to talk to the media after that. I think we're talking about maybe 15 minutes, 30 minutes. He's going to talk to the media in Houston. We'll be all over it. We'll be telling you what he's saying. We're going to end up running the whole thing. Immediately after. So I think you're going to want to stick right here to find out what's going on with Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and the Warriors. This is crazy, Goo.
Yeah, you go on Rick Barry. I did a hit with our guy Chad Doing. Guru's big in Portland, and he asked me, was I Team Durant or Team Green? Never heard it like that. And I think I'm leaning more towards Green in regard to the fact that KD should have ran down court. But I'm excited about tonight. We got a game, and then we got, you know, video of them talking to each other. The lockers are next to you. Everything's going to be all right. Bob Marley. Because I'm looking around the Western Conference from basketball perspective, Steiny. It's Pepe Le Pew. A lot of teams disappointed early on. Warriors going to get this thing done.
You're kind of naive sometimes. Wow. But I love you. I love you. Let me ask you a question. You really think that if Draymond and Kevin Durant sit down and talk about it, that it's all going to be water under the bridge and full steam ahead starting tonight?
You asked me a question. You got to remember who facilitated the deal to bring KD in town. They're brothers. Okay, they can hate each other. Kobe and Shaq hated each other. They three-peated. My point is, on the basketball hardwood is what counts. Now, off the court, they won't kick it together, whatnot. That may be strayed. But this Warrior team with Steph Curry is winning the chip. There is no residue of this making it the basketball more difficult. They're too professional. I'm excited.
I wouldn't fall into the trap of thinking everything's okay right now. Draymond Green's going to come out, and let's talk about what he could say today. He can say,
wow,
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Kevin and I have talked about it, and we're going to move on and try to win our third championship. I think that would be the best thing for everybody. But Draymond Green is appealing the fine, first of all, which I get it, but is that in and of itself a symbol? I've heard two things on that. I've heard the perspective of somebody like Lorenzo Neal who would know, and he said, well, of course Draymond's going to appeal the fine. I kind of look at it like if he's appealing the fine, that means he hasn't really acknowledged the significance or seriousness of what happened.
And he feels wronged. I'm with you on
right.
that.
So that's something that we gotta wait to hear him say. And it's something that we've got to kind of wait to see who plays out. So it really is. It's the moment of truth for Draymond Green. You know, Draymond Green right now, and you know that I used to be a writer. So
Matt Steinmetz.
So you want to capture people's attention. You want to make bold statements that might that
headlines.
Yes, but I was thinking about this, and I mean it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but people who still are saying nothing's going on. What if Draymond Green comes out today and just spills the beans? and says, I don't like this guy. We can't play together. I want out. Him or me. What if he says him or me? Again.
This would be Terrell Owens and Donovan McNabb. I would be shocked if Dre, he could say it, but he won't. This is his home. And I think when it's all said and done, Steiny, he'll retire a Warrior. Right now, this is an issue. But I'm from the old corporate school. The fact that he is appealing this suspension, he's telling me he feels like he was the victim. It's not right, when he could have looked at it with remorse and said, you know what? I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to let this thing get over.
Shoot around now over in Houston. And Steve Kerr has said that the team addressed some of the things in regard to Draymond and KD during a team meeting prior to shoot around, and that he wishes to keep the contents of that meeting private. Mm-hmm. Kerr says Draymond and Kevin Durant have spoken. More Kerr. Draymond is so passionate that he sometimes goes over the edge, but he always comes back. I got to tell you, this is essentially in real time right now, because I'm reading tweets from people who are from writers and reporters who are in the scrum right now talking to Steve Kerr. So as I'm watching Twitter, I'm going to pass along the information that I'm positive is coming from somebody who's there and kind of who I know and who I respect. But there you have it. There's a team meeting already. KD and Draymond talked. And now he's going to meet the media. And I also think that's setting the table for Draymond's going to be contrite today.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Well, yes, there is doubt. Yeah, it's Draymond Green. There always is doubt. You don't know how nobody knows what Draymond's going
to
do next.
But when I saw him talking to KD, for me, Steiny, that let me know I felt like his mindset was going to be, I'm here to be a professional. And I'm going to tell you what, not that they needed this fire. I think Warrior opponents need to watch out. And I know Steph's not playing for the next 10 days, but I feel like this is going to be one of those things they look back on and say, that just took us mentally to another level. And I know you call me naive. I'm just not sure.
I'm not sure. There are some things that you cannot relate to when it comes to the NBA. There are other things that you can relate to, like relationships. And the one thing I know about this kind of thing, sometimes even when you talk it out, it's good for a little while. And then it goes right back to kind of the old habits. So the lingering is what the issue is. And not only that, okay, they don't just have to keep it together the next few games. They have to keep it together for 6 months. 6 months. Steve Kerr asked about Draymond Green handling the game tonight, including booing in Houston. He says they might cheer him. Who knows? And he's talking about the Houston crowd possibly cheering Draymond Green tonight. By the way, anybody give a rat's behind that today's a rematch of the Western Conference Finals from last year?
No, Steph Curry. Wow. It bothers me. And the Rockets are playing horrible. What's up with them, Steph?
It looks like they're starting to come out of it a little bit.
One game under 500.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, he hasn't talked yet. What do you think Draymond Green is going to say today? What do you think he should say? Where do you think the team goes from here? I got to tell you, this is some really interesting stuff for the Golden State Warriors. It just is. Here's the other thing we're realizing. This is proof of the Warriors are the Jordan Bulls. The Warriors are the Shaq and Kobe Lakers.
Oh, no doubt.
The Warriors are the biggest story by far in the NBA. I would say,
you know, the Weedles.
I would say that the Warriors are about five times as important as the next most important franchise right now in the NBA in terms of interest and in terms of people wanting to know what's going on.
I'm with you.
I mean, it's absolutely
hands
crazy.
Hands down.
And it's like, if you're a Warrior fan and you're saying they're making a big deal out of something that's not really a big deal, you know what? You might be right, but that doesn't mean it's still not going to be talked about because it's the Golden State Warriors now. They're the two, they've won three titles in 4 years. Everybody wants to see what's going to happen. And that's a sign of you're on the top. You are on the mountain if you're the Warriors. The fans are on the mountain. The organization's on the mountain. And everybody wants to see if somebody's going to knock them off.
No doubt. And that was already the topic of this year. The slogan was, what was Durant going to do? But the ramifications of this fallout, if that's what you want to label it, Steiny, how about, what if I were to tell you this? You're not going to get to the end of the movie until the end of the season. We won't know the ramifications of what happened between Dre and KD until we get Kevin Durant's decision. And even then, if he dares to say, you know what, it was hell playing there on a nightly basis.
Steve Kerr apparently has just said that he is extremely confident that the Warriors can get through this and the season will stay on track. 888-957-9570. What do you think of the whole situation? What do you think Draymond's going to say? Where do we go from here? Plus, one thing has become apparent. We know who the most important person in this franchise is.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's how it's going to work today. Steve Kerr has just talked to the media. We're going to play that for you momentarily. As soon as we get sound, we're just going to pass it along because that's the most important thing you guys want to hear. Draymond Green is probably going to be talking to the media in 4 or 5 minutes, and we'll turn that around and let you hear it almost simultaneously. But right now, let's hear what Steve Kerr had to say about 10 minutes ago.
What was the mood today? I mean, you mentioned the adversity you guys faced. What was the mood, and particularly around Draymond and Katie?
It was pretty quiet. We met in the locker room before practice and went through our usual game day routine, addressed some things that will remain private, and I know Kevin and Draymond have spoken, and that's as much as I'm going to reveal. I can tell you that I am extremely confident in this team's ability to get through any adversity. And last time we were in this building, we won a game 7 on the road against a great team. They're down 15 in the second quarter. I know what this team's made of. I know the character of the group. I know the history of this group. And it's way too strong and way too powerful to be upended by the type of adversity that can hit any team in the season. So we're going to get through it.
There you go, Steve Kerr. That was after shoot-around today in Houston. He says he's extremely confident the Warriors are going to be able to get through this. And there is something calming about Steve Kerr. Just hearing him in that last minute, he actually does a very good job of making you think that they can get through it. And that's what a great coach does.
Yeah, and we've seen these two guys. I know it was different circumstances in Sacramento last year. We've seen Draymond, the junkyard dog, Steiny, be demonstrative. You got to take the good with the bad. This was the bad the other night, and I felt like a lot of it was he knew he messed up. And I never once thought, okay, do they trade him? It was a possibility. It looks like these guys, these band of brothers, are together, and they're going to take it out on the Rockets.
Who was mentioning trade? I never said that
word. Oh, no, not you.
Like
it was
who?
Just everything was like, you gave me, everything was on the table. I mean, KD could have been traded.
First of all, it wouldn't have happened immediately.
Okay, I got you.
It wouldn't have happened immediately.
But so people,
here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take calls and don't be offended if I have to cut you off immediately when I got new when I have new information. But yeah, we'll take some calls. What do you think Draymond's going to say? You probably got about 15 minutes before he's actually going to say it, and then we'll talk about what he said. Let's go to Aaron in Alameda. Hey, Aaron, how you doing, man?
Doing great. You know, the words that Kerr was using was passionate and confident. So if you look at the word confident, con, and then if you look at the word passionate, pass, ass, on, night, they're just play on words. But you got Kevin Durant who said, you know what, before I came here, Steph was crying because you guys lost. Draymond looked like a fool because he helped, you know, basically they had the ring on their finger, it dropped into the toilet, it's gone. I come here, I win you guys rings. And now you guys are trying to diss me. So, I mean, it's just not looking good for Draymond Green or the Warriors. And you're right. Kevin Durant is definitely the most, you know, the most valuable player on the team. And it reminds me of the movie New Jack City when they're arguing on the roof with Nino Brown and G Money. He's like, you know what, man? You embarrassed me, man. You treated me like I was spineless. And then some stuff went down. So he said, you didn't build this stuff by yourself.
That's a Wesley Snipes reference.
Gotcha, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let me make one correction to Aaron. He said, I said, Durant's the most important person in the franchise. That was actually a tease. The tease was I was going to tell you by far. Look, this is a piece of fallout from what's going on. There is no doubt. No doubt that Steph Curry is the most important person in this organization, and that goes from Joe Lacob down to a personal assistant. Steph Curry is what this franchise is all about.
He built
it. His impact on this team is obvious, but his impact in the organization right now might even be more important than what he does on the court. Think about this. He's out for 3 games. Now, I know his wife apparently is opening a restaurant in Houston, so he may have made the trip anyway. Okay, fine. It doesn't matter. The point is, there's no doubt they wanted him there. There's no doubt they wanted him there because he's a calming figure. And it got me to thinking, it's a conversation for another time, Guru, but what the heck is this franchise going to do when Steph retires?
I don't want to think about it.
There's never going to be another Steph Curry.
But he could be Tom Brady. He can be LeBron James.
He's bigger than Tom Brady.
Okay, I'll give you that. But the end is not near is what I'm saying.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's how I feel.
I can't help but
think. But he's not a babysitter either, right? Like, no, and I'm giving him props.
My new nickname for him is the chaperone.
Wow.
I'm calling Steph Curry the chaperone.
So you think this?
Because he's the adult in the room.
But do you think they wouldn't have spoken at this juncture? Had Steph not made the trip, or went out to, where'd he go? Draymond's house? Remember, we had that report that he went out to, I guess, get his side of the store.
Okay.
I love that, though. That's what being a teammate is. I mean, I guess the 12th man could have did that and it would have been as effective, or no, your star player had to do it.
Well, who's going to listen to Quinn Cook? With all due respect. I mean, he doesn't really know about the dynamic and stuff like this. So let's go to Trey in Vallejo. What's up, Trey? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right. Everything looking good with the Warriors right now.
Well, you know what? Let me give you my 2 cents on it. First of all, I think everybody's putting 2 on the 10 on this. You know, and this has happened many times before in sports where we see it. Figures get into altercations, fights, and everything like that. I don't know why we're all acting shocked. Personally, Guru and Stardust, if you ask me, this ain't even bigger than the Shaq and Kobe situation. And the social media wasn't even as big as when those two was beefing.
Not yet.
It was taking it to the media.
Not yet.
But there was no pending free agency with those two.
You won't get that far, but you knew with Shaq and Kobe, they didn't like each other. As a matter of fact, when they did their interview, Kobe and Shaq talked about the time when they got into a fisticuffs. And I don't even see Draymond and KD anytime soon getting into fisticuffs.
All right, thanks a lot, Trey. Thanks a lot, man. From Mark this is not the Tim Duncan sound I want to play. We will play that soon. From Mark Medina, Draymond has said, Kevin and I spoke, we're moving forward. Kevin and I spoke, we're moving forward. And let's, here's somebody just playing off my Steph Curry. and how important he is. Somebody happened to ask, Mark Medina asked Steve Kerr about how important Curry is.
Respect of everybody in the organization, on the team. He's very wise. He brings us together. He's a guy who we count on to keep things rolling. And, I've said it many times. You know, Steph's the short Tim Duncan. You know, and having played with Tim and having been through all kinds of stuff in San Antonio and. Pop would tell you they, you know, we went through stuff back then. Actually, Pop would not tell you. We went through all kinds of stuff back then. And when you have a guy like Tim Duncan, you have a guy like Steph Curry, it makes your whole world easier. And we're lucky to have him, and we're lucky to have all these guys. The maturity on our team is one of the reasons we've won championships. It doesn't just take talent. We've got great talent. But winning titles is about talent and character and the ability to stay together, and this is a time that we're doing that, and very confident in our group, and I'm thrilled to have Steph as our leader, and as I said, we're lucky to have him.
That was Steve Kerr talking to the media after the shoot-around today in Houston. While he was talking there, Draymond Green stepped up and was talking to the media after him, and here are a couple things that Draymond said and some notes from what he just said. First of all, he talked to the media for about 2 minutes, Draymond Green, and he dismissed concerns that this was going to derail the team going for a third championship. And his exact quote was, we're not gonna crumble off an argument. We move forward. But let's hear Draymond himself talk.
You know, what happened a few nights ago, you know, Kevin and I spoke. We're moving forward. I think there's no secret that I am an emotional player. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me, and, you know, it doesn't work to my favor. I'm going to live with it, you know, because it works in my favor, to the good, as my resume speaks and this team resume speaks, more so than it doesn't. And so I'm never going to change who I am. I'm going to approach the game the same way that I always do. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to move forward. You know, and I've read a lot about how, is this the end of the run, or is it over, or did I ruin it, or did I force Kevin to leave? You know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%. As a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life. And so I'll never quit.
There it is.
Wow.
Apparently then that's all. He didn't take questions. No questions. And they're calling that kind of a statement that he made. What do you think, Goo?
He's got some Tupac in.
Oh, by the way, that sound has come from Mark Medina of the Bay Area News Group. He's been a friend of this station, and we appreciate him doing that.
He's got some Tupac in him. It's almost a compliment because he's putting the better good of the team in front of what I deem is still. Like there's a fire lit. I feel like he's still pissed off, but he's going to play ball because that's what his job is, to try to three-peat. And for him to bring up Clay and Dre, and we know he said it reportedly, allegedly, you know, that he talked about the pending free agency move from Kevin Durant. Steiny, I don't know. Cryptically, I felt like he's at the crossroads, or he knows what we've been reported, that KD may know if he's leaving or not. My point is, Dre is not going to kiss butt. Or do it? He said what he said. They put it behind him, and the focus, the task at hand, is three-peating. And just listening to that, I feel like he thinks KD's out of here.
888-957-9570. We're going to be taking calls, obviously, on this. What did you think about what Draymond Green just said? What were your impressions with what Draymond Green says? Are you satisfied? Is this just a molehill and not a mountain? Where are we? Where are we with Draymond Green and the Warriors? 888-957-9570. Here's a couple things that I heard or didn't hear. I didn't hear him say he was sorry for his actions. Now, you might say, hey, that's between him and Durant. No, it's not. I mean, it is, of course. It is between him and Durant. But I hope he also, at some point, apologizes to the franchise and the fans. Because he owes them one. He owes the franchise one because...
None of that came out, Steiny. I hear
because
you.
Because he embarrassed the franchise.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And he did something egregious enough that the team suspended him. So what I heard there was, dare I say, the bad...
Nothing on your checklist was hit.
The bare minimum
is what he said. Nothing on your checklist was hit.
In fact, you can make a case. He didn't apologize. He did not say he was going to change. And he said the good outweighs the bad.
But the emotions got the best of him. He did say that.
Yeah. I think he's still in an emotional state.
Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. 2 minutes? That's like my number two in In-N-Out.
What, your order?
Yeah, he was in and
go,
out.
Go like this. Go like that.
Something on my nose?
Yeah, not in your nose. Oh. Above your nose, yeah. By the way, I'm the kind of guy that you got to tell
we
somebody.
We used to call them friends. If I had something, let me know.
Right, if you have a piece of spinach in your teeth.
And then you had them haters that wanted you to go ask the girl to dance with, you know what I mean, friends.
You got to tell friends that if they're not
You got to tell friends that they got friends in their nose.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I heard there was the bare minimum.
I heard Draymond Green.
Well, you know what?
I've always heard of him, and I ain't mad.
But hold on a second. What I heard was Draymond Green being a little bit defiant, not issuing an apology. But that doesn't mean that the situation hasn't been, like, just because Draymond Green's not telling us. In other words, I'm going to give Durant and Draymond the benefit of the doubt that they can get over this, okay? That they can, and they did talk, and at least for now, they can move forward. That very well may have happened, and Draymond just wanted to stay out of what was said. So I definitely...
He said he had heard and read.
I will give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to that. Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Los Altos. What's up, Rich?
Hey, thanks for letting me on, guys. I'm really liking this. Hopefully this is all over, and I think it's going to blow over too, but it seems like the one thing that I don't hear him talking about is that I can kind of relate to Draymond is, you know, when you're on a team, and especially at the end of the game, I mean, everyone knows you should have passed to Durant, so I'm not questioning that. You know, when you're on a team and in the flow of the game, you know, some guys have different status than others, and I think Draymond kind of earned the right, especially in his mind, to grab the ball and go and make a play. And besides for Looney, and I can't remember who else was, you know, had he not fumbled it, that was a pass for a layup and a score. So it's not that it was the right play, but I think the way Durant came at him, especially with the world watching everything they do, that's what this is all about. And nothing more than that. And that's the reason I think they'll get over it, because it's not about the contracts and all that. I mean, they don't care about that. I mean, they care, but it's not about that. Anyway.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Appreciate it. Hey, I want to piggyback on something I heard Greg Papa say yesterday that I thought was a phenomenal point. And it's the way Draymond talks to Durant. And talk is a generous word.
I heard that.
The way he addresses Kevin Durant. Draymond doesn't talk to Curry like that. Draymond doesn't talk to Clay like that. Why does he talk to KD like that?
But isn't that natural?
No.
Why doesn't he talk to Dibs?
Why doesn't he talk to Curry like that? And yes, I do talk the same to you as I do to Dibs.
Yeah, but I'm not saying in a bad way. Your relationship with each individual is different.
And I understand that. But, okay, that being said, you don't talk to another man like that, no matter who it is.
Let me take a crack at it.
Or child.
Let me take a crack at it. Yeah. Mary Bavers Green has went on Twitter, Dre's mom, and said he needed to be more tough, KD. And I think him, her, and his son look at Kevin Durant like the game comes so easy for you. If you could just play with more fire, you could be better than you are. Imagine that. And I think that's why Dre has, you know,
my point is, that's not the first time he's talked to him like that. And after a while, you realize it's not going to stop.
So Kevin Durant could tell him, hey, dude, don't talk to me like that behind closed doors.
But behind closed doors, how about to his face when they're in the middle of it? You can't, like, there are some things
you can't.
Maybe
that happened in hell, what we saw.
There are some things you can't take back. I mean, if Draymond talks to Kevin Durant like that more than we think, I'd want to get out too. Look, I like Draymond Green, but I got to believe there are times when you walk in and you're just like, geez, Dre, chill out just one day.
I'm sure.
I mean, just for a minute, just not make it about.
It comes with the territory, Stein.
I know it does. And that's what he said. The good outweighs the bad. And it has so far, but for one very, very important moment in an NBA Finals game. Let's go to Alan in San Francisco. What's up, Alan?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, thank you.
So I was just a little frustrated with that last caller who said, yeah, he should have given it to Kevin Durant. I totally disagree, and I think Steve Kerr would too. I mean, our game, the way the Warriors play is we push it, we look for the open guy. Where was KD? He should have been running the floor, not clapping his hands 3 feet behind Draymond. That's my take. If he runs the floor, maybe he gets an open shot instead of, like, you know,
you're right,
a shot 3 or 4 feet behind the three-point line.
Right. You're right. Hey, Alan, thanks for the call. I don't think the play is really important anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, to me, the play was kind of a 50-50 play.
But didn't it lead to where we're at?
Yes, it did. But something else would have. Something else would have led to it.
That's interesting.
Maybe tonight.
That's interesting.
That's what I believe.
So the bubble was going to pop at some juncture.
I mean, we're, what, 15 games into the season? I think it was going to pop. Especially if there was an issue of Draymond's teammates thinking he's trying to do too much. That would have obviously come out. And Draymond thinking Durant just wants to, is the number one option.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You put it right. And so that's what I think about that. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in the city. Hey, Chris.
Thanks for taking my call. I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Honestly, I just think it's going to be something that's going to linger. I mean, honestly, I take it on a personal level. If a coworker called me some words like that and said like that to my face, I forgive him the next day. And if we talked about it and we hashed it out, it'd be okay. But I know every time I would see that man, I would always be thinking in the back of my head what he said to me. Mm-hmm. And I think in this case, you know, I would apply it to the same way, whether it's on the basketball court or it's in, the work environment.
I
think something that's going to be there, even though they addressed it, hashed it out, and everything's good. I think it'll always be in KD's mind, and I think it's always going to be there.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. It's certainly possible, but again, it's possible that they could put this behind him and maybe never hear about it again. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but it's possible.
Speaking of possible, real quick, does Matt Steinmetz watch the Warriors tonight differently than he did all year prior to this? I think the world, missed him in the corner.
I mean,
KD had Dre. That's where it's at, though. That's what's so sad about this.
It's not sad. It's exciting in a way. It's exciting. If you don't, listen, I'm going to
take away from the game.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't have an allegiance to the Golden State Warriors, this is incredible. I know people hate to hear this. I don't care what happens. I could care less, but this is incredible. This is incredible what's going on, I think.
Because now it's not, the dynasty's not about an opponent, it's about the disease of me.
It doesn't even have to be, like, even if this is a little deal, but I don't think it's a little deal.
Can't be.
And the narrative then will become, everybody's making a bigger deal out of it. Well, you know what? That's what happens to championship teams. They get scrutinized infinitely more than other teams. All right, listen, here's the deal. Draymond Green, we played a minute of Draymond Green, or a little under a minute of Draymond Green. When we come back, we're going to play the entire interview with Draymond Green, And that's coming up next.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're not messing around today. We played 1 minute of Draymond Green earlier. Momentarily, we're going to play all 2 minutes of Draymond Green. In other words, everything Draymond said in its entirety. But first, I have to thank Connor Letourneau of the San Francisco Chronicle, Anthony Slater of The Athletic, and Mark Medina of Bay Area News Group. They've really helped us out a lot here. Here is Draymond Green and what he said to the media today in its entirety.
I'm going to speak on this one time and one time only. Well, what happened a few nights ago, you know, Kevin and I spoke. We moved forward. I think there's no secret that I am an emotional player. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me, and you know, it doesn't work to my favor. I'm gonna live with it, you know, because it works in my favor to the good, as my resume speaks and this team resume speaks, more so than it doesn't. And so I'm never gonna change who I am. I'm gonna approach the game the same way that I always do. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to move forward. You know, and I've read a lot about how, is this the end of the run, or is it over, or did I ruin it, or did I force Kevin to leave? You know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%. As a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life. I'll never question that. What you must know is nobody in this organization, from a player, you know, not myself, not Kevin, not anybody else, is going to beat us. You know, if you one of them other 29 teams in this league, you got to beat us. We're not going to beat us. We're going to continue to do what we do. You know, I'm sorry if that ruins everybody's stories. I know everybody got a job to do. I apologize for ruining y'all's stories if it did, you know, but, you know, if this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's going to do. So, you know, you think you saw something before, good luck with us now. Like, we're not going to crumble off of an argument. We're going to move forward. So that's all I got to say. Anybody want to talk about basketball, I'm here. If not, it's been real.
What about with management?
Anybody want to talk about basketball? I spoke on what I spoke about. If anybody want to talk about basketball, I'll take some basketball questions. But that's all I got to say about that.
And there you have it. That is everything Draymond Green said at shoot-around in Houston. It is almost 1 o'clock their time. So that was from after the war. The Warriors typically shoot around. They must have shot around at 11 today till noon their time. And Draymond, of course, talking afterwards. All right, now that you've heard the whole thing, what do you think? 888-957-9570. Goo, you want to start?
Yeah, Draymond feels like he didn't do anything wrong. And he said he's not going to change. And more power to him. He sounded as if he was saying goodbye.
That's well, he said we had some years
wow,
together.
Wow, that was like, and I just, you know, that sticks with me. But other than that, he's going to return to the floor, be the junkyard dog. He feels like, you know, and he knows, just with him out there, this little tiff with Kevin Durant, that's what I call it, is not going to cause him to crumble. And you look around the Western Conference and the East, Steiny, the Warriors are a better team by far, but I just want to know why he added the, you know, it sounded like a goodbye. And that's my big takeaway.
Let me ask you, the one thing I also got from that, and tell me if I'm reaching here, it did sound like...
I'll call the foul if you are.
It did sound like Draymond was kind of acknowledging they all know Durant's leaving.
No doubt.
Do you think that's fair?
Not reaching at all.
If somebody out there thinks that's crazy or...
I said goodbye. That's basically what you're saying. Like, right. He knows it.
Don't you think that's a problem?
Was bothering Dre.
I mean, I guess
it's obviously bothering 23.
I understand that this has happened before where teams kind of know a guy's going to roll after free agency. This just feels different. And one of the reasons it feels different is because the Warriors have won 3 out of the last 4 titles. So
And he didn't give KD an apology.
Well, he may have said he didn't need to tell us he apologized to Kevin Durant. In fact, I would say Draymond Green is so headstrong that if he apologized to Durant, he wouldn't tell the media. He just wouldn't tell the media.
And real quick from the 415 here, he got fined a game check and he missed a game. Does he owe anybody on his team an apology? Has he paid this price?
I think he does. I absolutely think he does. But I'm not on the Warriors, you know? I'm not on the Warriors. But the other thing is, when you're on a team like that, you're old enough to know he doesn't have to apologize to us. You know, I mean,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You think the team, and I'm not making anything up, but I wish I was in the know. Do you think the team is divided?
No.
With Team Durant and Team Green?
No.
To the point that it won't affect basketball?
But see, here's the
thing. But it's got to be some.
But here's the thing.
Allegiance.
Here's the thing that I think, I'm sorry, everybody misses. They think this thing started 2 days ago. It didn't start 2 days ago.
Oh,
the Warriors have been dealing with this for years. The players have known this probably for more than a year. They've been dealing with it. They've already made a determination if they're what team they're on, which I really don't think any teammates are on one side or the other, but I just think listen, I'll bet you if you asked every Warrior not named Durant or Draymond, they'd say, not really surprised it happened. It was going to happen. That's just me, but all right, let's go to Rideshare Pierre. Rideshare Pierre. What's up, Rideshaw?
Uber.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good. Thank you for accepting my call. Listen, man, long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Love the show, man. Style Man's Guru. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to tap into something, man, that's been on my mind and my heart ever since the situation kind of like blew up the media. First of all, just to let you guys know, man, I'm 51 years old, so I've been on this planet for a few days. And I learned a few things along the way. One of the things I learned is that how this world really responds to the reaction as opposed to the action. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Whenever it's not so much that KD kind of like kicked this situation off. Like you say, Simon, this thing been going on for a while. But for this particular situation a couple of nights ago, nobody's really paying attention to the fact that, you know, KD initiated the action, you know, by slapping his hands and demanding the ball.
Right.
And you don't do that to Draymond Green because
True.
Draymond Green is a reactionary.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
He responds. He reacts. So, and he's going to react more than you, your original action, because that's
correct. Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. So,
I get the fact that, okay, yeah, he could have did it way smoother. He could have did it better than he did as far as Draymond Green is concerned. But come on, man. You hit your chest at me and you clap your hands at me. I'm going to do something. I'll probably do something the opposite of what you want.
Hey, Rideshare, I think you're right on the money. Thanks for the call. I also know that, and I don't know if we've all been in this situation. I know I have. In the heat of the moment, when you're PO'd, you're not in a conciliatory mode. All right? You're even if you know you're wrong at that point, you're not going to acknowledge it because you're too upset.
Pride.
Exactly. And then what usually happens is you take a step back and say, man, that was dumb. That was so stupid. I got to say, I'm sorry. Did he say he was sorry? I didn't hear a sorry. He only owes one.
Yeah,
I think
right.
He owes one to Durant and the team.
He didn't say it.
I think he owes an apology to the organization too. And if the fans.
But what if he's feeling they wronged him by the suspension and fine?
Well, then don't apologize to them. I got you. I got you there. I got you.
But obviously something was said positively for them to be talking, Kevin Durant and Green.
I'm not acknowledging
okay,
that.
Okay, real quick.
I used to date,
and I used to be in relationships, and the significant other would want reassurance. Maybe Dre wears his heart on his sleeve.
Maybe.
And he wants that from KD, and KD's not giving it to the team. And that festers with Dre. I'm going Dr. Phil, but okay. You know, I'm just.
Okay. You know. I hear you. Let's go to Tish in Hercules. What's up, Tish?
I want to say, first of all, I'm on the bridge now, but anyway, I grew up in a household where a regular family friend was no less than Wilt Chamberlain. And I had three brothers and my dad and a brother-in-law who was Wilt's friend. So the point is, I don't have anything to say about male egos. That's above my pay grade. But I want to say this. I'm glad that the team is in Houston tonight because one of you said it earlier. This is the scene of Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
And until you said that, I forgot it. I was so caught up in all this drama between KD and Dre. But as soon as that ball tips off, I think the team is going to be reminded, we're back at the scene of Game 7. And I think that alone is going to make everything gel and get back on track.
You very well. Thanks for the call, Tish. You very well may be right. Let's go to Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. Oh, we don't have him yet. Okay. We'll have him. Who was the rideshare Pierre?
Yeah.
He did bring up a good point. Durant, the clap, and the way Durant talked to Draymond.
I'm picturing the clap now.
Was the kind of thing where he knew Draymond was going to get hot over it. I mean, maybe he didn't know it consciously, but as he's addressing Draymond Green in the same way Green had initially addressed him, I mean, you get into a mano a mano with Draymond Green, he will never give in. Never.
And KD clapped three times, Donnie.
And you know what? If anybody's played basketball, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that just annoyed me right now.
I bet.
And I'm not even on a basketball court.
I can imagine. Boy.
If there's a clapper on a basketball court, you almost don't want to throw him
right.
the ball.
No, I'm with you.
It's just a fact.
Man.
Don't clap at me.
Like, you know who I am. Give me the ball.
And I think Draymond took offense to... I think Draymond took offense to Durant saying, give me the ball. It's my team.